This is my thing.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
That's okay.
Let me know when you're recording, Mark.
I'm recording. Now, whether I stop it and start it again correctly is another thing.
We'll have to do a reenactment, so that's
right. Not one time only, yeah.
All right, I will call us to order in our recorder portion of the budget work sessions. Welcome to our new recorder.
Thank you.
Stacy, Jim, thank you for being here with us. I think there's recognition from the three of us that since we're a little disjointed moving from our long-serving recorder to our new recorder, we need to take the time to go through this line by line and make sure that you have an office set up like you need it set up. Now, it's the board's role to weigh in on the fiscal issues that go along with that.
Right.
It's your role to make sure that you have a recorder's office set up as you were elected to do.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. Just make sure that, you know, the door still allows me to come in and out occasionally when I want to.
Hey, she took the gate off.
The gate is
off. That's right. It's,
wow.
It's welcoming.
No, just kidding.
We had our first breach of the gate. Someone wanted a notary, so Katie
wandered
went
in
to the door and just followed her right to her desk.
Yeah.
So.
That's, yep.
Okay.
All right, so let's just start at the top. We're on revenues.
Page 158.
158.
Okay.
And we are... Stacy, let's go through it one line at a time.
Sounds good. Okay, interest on investments. That would be the monies that are deposited at State Bank and Trust, and we get a little bit of interest every month that we report, and it goes to the treasurer. The second line is, I believe that's our records management.
Correct.
Money that is put away for record restoration. That I normally don't see, just the... Basically, the monthly report, the revenue, how do I get the revenue for or that interest?
That fund is set up as a interest-bearing fund, so it gets based on your balance.
Right.
The interest gets credited. What the treasurer does when they assign interest to all the interest-bearing accounts is they say, okay, this was our average rate for the month of interest, and this was the average balance of any of these that are interest bearing. So your average balance is what keys that. It is right now your balance is about $137,000.
Right.
I think that's before the $14,000 claim
right.
for the rest
right.
of the
right.
records.
We still have to pay COT systems for the second half of the
second, which is being paid right now, but it's not out of this $137,000 I'm talking about.
Okay.
So with that $14,000 gone, you have $120,000-some in that fund right now.
Okay.
And that comes from?
The $1. We get a $1 per document. Yes.
Should that $500 go up? We're at $296 already halfway
like
through the year.
It's going to be higher than that.
It's going to be $600 for this year,
at least, yeah. Yeah.
You can certainly raise that a little bit if you'd like.
We raise that to,
$600.
Okay. And re-estimated $600.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. The next line is overpayments. Basically, we can keep $5 if there's a $5 overage. We can certainly keep that. A lot of banks miscalculate. They don't know how to really charge the fees. So we are able to keep that, and that does seem to grow. We used to send the check back and wait for the correct amount, but now we can certainly receive the overpayments.
You feel like $1,000 is good. We had bumped it to $1,100 this last year, but it looks like, you know, based on averages, we're not going to get there this year. You want to just take it back to $1,000?
That
That's what it
good.
Had been.
Yep.
Okay. That's the re-estimate, right?
Re-estimate and carry forward budget.
No, because the next year she only put $1,000 in.
Yep.
Oh, yep. We're good for next year. Yep. So. The next line item is the recording of instruments. I've had a little bit of time. I apologize that I really haven't had a lot of time to look at historical data from the previous years. You know, based on Sue being here for 36 years, she knew her stuff. She was very conservative. I did talk to a local banker that I trust, and basically, as far as the way the economy is going the past 18 months, the interest rates are flat.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see a lot of increase in the recording of documents. I don't know if that, if we need to take that down. Well, it's reestimated at 300,000, so I'm not comfortable going up or down, so I think that's probably a good estimate.
Because we started at 410, right? It had been 400. We went to 410
right.
last year, and I
and
think that's what
we reestimated it to 300,000. I don't even know if we'll get there. So
yeah, if we can just carry that through for next year, I think that's a good number to have plugged in there. I think it's reasonable how you got there.
Right.
And so I'd be comfortable leaving it at 300.
Okay. Snowmobile, the snowmobile boat fees, ATV fees, we get $1.25 per renewal. That's pretty standard based on how many we have in the county, so I don't see that fluctuating very much. We do also do in the snows, user trail pass fees as well, and we do get $1.25 for that. Something that I would like to look at as far as, possibly more revenue is, increasing the hunting and fishing licenses, reintroduce that, it's at the county as well. That's something to look at. I'm excited for recorder school in the next couple of days to kind of talk to a lot of the other recorders and get their feedback on that. So we have the equipment. We have the LC
system. And that's
system,
a local decision. We don't have to have – that's not state mandated, right?
Well, in the code it reads – to me, it reads that we need to issue the hunting and fishing licenses.
Right.
So I'm not sure. Can you shed some light on why we stopped, Jim?
It was before I started here, so I don't know for sure what the circumstances were behind the stoppage.
Right. And possibly maybe we, since we offer the ATV snows and the user permits, possibly that is how we can still do that. And I'd like to visit with other counties to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I remember getting my fishing something over at the little hardware store.
Right. And I remember back when you would come in and get a deer tag and you would actually have to type the name and punch a hole and give them the carbon copy. And I mean, it was very labor intensive. It's not as bad. So anyway,
okay.
That's a little sidebar. So we can go down to transfer tax.
Did we take care of boat fees?
Boat fees, well.
Tell me about the increase of 52% there, because I'm not seeing it based on where we are this year.
The boats, the renewals come due in 16. We'll be sending out renewal notices and
get bumped there.
Right,
okay.
Right. Every 3 years. So boats expire April 30th of 2016. So we'll send out a renewal notice probably in January of next year. So
okay.
Did I see that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Transfer tax. Basically, you basically pay a fee per thousand of purchase price, sale price. Historically, I think we're okay at $120,000. You know, based on, I really don't have a good crystal ball as far as how home sales, but Ames is always booming. Ames is a good tick as far as the market.
You're comfortable with, instead of 115, we take that to 120 as we have budgeted this year. I mean, we're already to 70 halfway through the year.
Right.
I don't know how many, if that's two, these get deposited quarterly, correct?
Right.
So is that half a year, or is that only one time's worth at this point?
Let's see. Transfer tax.
Are you thinking that we ought to be up at least
home sales are up. I mean,
yeah,
if this is a transfer tax on home sales, it's up.
Yeah.
Right.
And I don't see it falling by 4.7.
So you're thinking 120 again next year?
Or more.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable at 120. I look at the 70 and I assume, maybe wrongly, but I feel like that's half the year represented. I know that home sales are picking up all over the county, but specifically in Ames, which is going to drive this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm comfortable. I'm not comfortable at 115 because I can't see rationale for why it would go down.
Right. Right.
So really, you guys call 120, 125. I mean, somewhere in there, I think is we're at 70 already for this year.
Hey, well, my basketball jersey number was 22, so we could go 122.
I like the way you think, Wayne.
120.
120. All right, let's just go at 120. We'll see where we are when we have this conversation next year.
That sounds good. Copy fees. I'm not really sure where the $12,000, that's a lot to me, I think, compared to where we're at right now.
Only had 1 year back in 11-12 where we were over that, and mm-hmm. was there something particularly going on that would attribute to that?
No, I don't believe so. I do. We do have our local abstract company. I just spilled my pop. Our local abstract company that is asking for copies of CDs and images again. I do need to work with Iowa Land Records to find out if we can do that for them, because we have to offer them redacted information so there's not pertinent social security numbers, that type of thing. So that, looking forward, I don't have a good solid answer for copy fees. We can certainly leave it where it's at and, you know, reestimate if we need to.
So sales of property and so forth, people are not as apt to necessarily want copies of those types of things. So I'm trying to think in terms between your department and the auditor's department, when we talk about these requests for documents, what are their...
A lot of times the abstract companies will come in and they'll search and they need to print off the information. There may be information that's not available to them on Iowa Land Records.
Okay.
They may need copies of old deeds, old surveys, easements, that type of thing. So that's where a lot of the revenue is generated from, is the local abstractors or, you know, attorneys.
So what are you comfortable with, Rick? What do you think there? It's
I think it's down. I mean, I'd prefer not to take it down much, but I think mm-hmm. if we stuck 10,000 in there instead of 12, I think we're closer to reality. Lisa, what do you think?
I
mean, clearly it was up 4 years ago.
Right,
and
now
falling.
It's fallen, yeah.
So is 10 okay with everybody?
I mean, I'm okay with 10. I'm okay. I feel better with 10. And then we go to ATV riding fees, which is the $1.25 again. So all of the DNR, the boats, snow, and ATV.
Good.
I'm comfortable with that. Change of title would be the $5 fee that we charge on deeds to the transfer fee. And basically I call it the auditor transfer fee, but we still deposit it with the treasurer. So.
Yeah, I've never understood that myself.
Yeah, again, that's one of those that I think is probably up a little bit, but I'm comfortable if we just leave it where it is.
Yeah, I think we're fine with that. The next line is the vital statistics fees at $22,000. If you look historic or back a couple of years, it's kind of fluctuated.
In a couple thousand, so.
Now, give or take.
Mm-hmm. Let's leave it at 22.
I think we're okay with that. Records management fee is that dollar, the dollar per document.
It goes into the records management fund.
See, if you look at, you know, we were at 13 and then 16. for this year, we ended with, let's see here, what document? We ended at... $13,424 documents.
The calendar year?
Calendar year, yes. Sorry, calendar year. But that, right, but that does include our groundwater hazard that we don't charge for. So,
plus we have some freebies thrown in there, like if the county records a document, we don't get a fee for that, but that's included in our
number of
in our charge.
So we do have a lot of military discharge also.
But now this one is just going into that fund that we've got sitting there at 100 and you say 23,000, mm-hmm. something like that.
Right.
And so if we miss by a little on this one, it's not impacting the shoes. It's going to impact us on the amount of interest we're getting in that fund and the availability you have to do some of your records repairs. So I think 15 is probably high, but I don't think it's enough high
15,
that it's worth.
15,9 is where we're 15,937 is where we're at in 2012 calendar year. I mean, it's hard because our numbering system is by calendar year, so that's what the information I grabbed.
Yeah, and we were at 16,148 for that fiscal year.
Right.
So I mean, I think it works pretty well. So if you're telling me we're going to end up somewhere in the 13 to 15,000 range, I'd say, yeah, great. Let's just leave it at 15.
Sounds good. Passport fees. This, I feel, is a little conservative as far as with the 15,000. based on, I was just looking at fiscal year, our last fiscal year, and
21,000 in our last fiscal year.
How often are those deposited, Stace? Are those deposited monthly, or is that going to the treasurer's recorder's fund and then come over? A recorder's checking account and then come over on a quarterly basis?
Let me think.
Stacey and I have had the conversation, and I don't know where she's at with it, and I don't know what the situation is.
I believe we've quarterly. The vitals are done quarterly.
So whether that's one or two quarters either, we're not sure.
I just remember last year that Sue and I spent a couple minutes on this. I was trying to get us to go higher than 15, and 15 was all she was willing to.
And there's something I wanted to bring up, too. As far as taking pictures, I know I listened to the past couple of the recorder budget sessions, and we talked about whether taking our pictures or not, taking passport photos or not. We currently do not. There are a lot of counties that do. As a service to Surrey County, I like the one-stop shop. I think about the family of five that come over, they get their kids out of school, they go to the Ames post office, the window's closed, they drive all the way over here to do their passports and then realize we don't do photos, and then we have to send them out. We can't hold the information, we send them away. Mm-hmm. Or we make a phone call and LifeTouch local photographer is not available. That's something to think about, whether you as a board would think that would be okay to, or as far as if you don't want to step on the toes of private industry.
Well, you got to look at the cost of the equipment that's got to be installed.
Right. I've got a few quotes from other county recorders, $500-$600 for the camera. As far as I don't know if those need to be upkept, or there is a certain specification of what the photo has to look like. Obviously, I can't just take my cell phone and put them against a wall and print it off.
But do we have any idea, a guesstimate of how many people would have asked that question, like if when they've come over here, if you know, if that service was available, or what would we have to do in terms of marketing to try to be able to be revenue neutral in mm-hmm. terms of the cost that we may expend? And probably the first year or so, we probably wouldn't.
Right.
I think it becomes something that people have to get accustomed that it's available. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Well, what do we make per passport? So in this passport,
$25 per.
We make $25 per. Mm-hmm. So you divide the $20,000 that I believe we're making from passport fees by the $25 per. Somebody do the math for me real quick. We're doing.
Markley's doing it.
We're doing.
$800.
We're doing $800 to get to the $20,000. Okay, so there's your what are you charging for the picture? What does the post office charge?
Around $10 or $12.
You make your $600. If it's $600, you make that back quickly, because I would imagine the people that are stopping in here to get their passport, by and large, want to have the picture made. I mean, that's what the post office does.
Oh yeah, I mean that.
And I recall we've had a conversation with the treasurer where the treasurer talked about providing the service.
Right.
To me, that doesn't make any sense. That's just pitting elected. Now you've got to go across the hall to get something done. I think if we're going to do it, it makes perfect sense in the recorder's office. And I don't think it's a big it's a risk to the county. The question I think Stacy asked that's appropriate is, okay, how much do we impact? What's the gentleman's name who's a photographer?
Wayne Johnson.
How much do we impact Wayne?
Mm-hmm.
The Ames Post Office already does it, so it's, you know, I'm not worried about competing with them. I tend to think it's a pretty good idea.
The guy in Story City also that takes them for the people up there. I'd say out of our applicants, maybe one out of every 15 don't have pictures when they walk in the door. We have not in the past had it on the website that we don't take pictures. You have to click through several different links before you realize we don't take pictures. I've added that on there now that we don't take pictures. A lot of times they call ahead so they know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not. It depends on how important one-stop shopping is, I guess.
Sure, but at 800,
they are coming over prepared.
So 800 people getting their passports. One out of 15 needs a photo. That means we're in the 50, just over 50 range of who needs photos. If we're charging $10 a piece for the photos, we're paying for the equipment first year.
And like Wayne said, the marketing. You know, as far as maybe we get more information out there when they call, we tell them that this is what you need, and we can do the pictures here if you would like. So I just wanted to see what the board.
Could that come out of the recorder's management fees? That's one of those that's an appropriate expenditure.
Oh, out of recorder's management fees.
No.
Doesn't the recorder have?
The recorder has pretty much, it's their, how they want to spend that money.
That's what I thought. So if our recorder decided she wanted to buy a camera out of those fees, is, you know, you're not taking picture of your kids with it, you're using it for a public purpose, I think the recorder's empowered to do that.
And I don't know, what other things do you need? Do you need
I think just paper? Special paper.
Special
I do.
Have to have some kind of background.
Like a
background. I'm sure we'd have to have some kind of lighting because they're particular on shadows.
Oh, are they?
Right.
So we'd have to have some kind of photography lighting.
You'd have to have a designated area that in the office that you probably would go and stand. That little back room where it used to be the treat room, you know, could be a photo lab.
Well,
we'll
you
let
know.
Her worry about that.
What?
I said, we'll let.
Yeah, I'm sorry to just throw it back at you.
No, but I just wanted to see what you thought about, you know, as far as.
Well, I think it's worth exploring and looking at whether or not we could do that. I don't have really objection that we shouldn't consider it.
Mm-hmm.
Just
I believe that is an operational item of the recorder, and we have always been reticent to try to insert our will on the operations of other elected officials.
Okay. I'll take it under advisement. Done with revenues?
Revenues. Yep. So now we're on to expenditures.
Okay.
Everything from employer flex benefits up. Stacy, we just don't know. I mean, it is, there's lots and lots of moving parts there. You know what's going on with Flex. Well, whatever happens with Flex is going to impact us on IPERS and FICA. Additionally, I believe that we're going to move toward a system of budgeting actual costs this year for salaries rather than budgeting the full cost of every approved position. So our commitment to you as a board would be, if you have a approved position, we will have the funding for you to have that position full.
Okay.
But if you have an opening for 6 months, those dollars are not going to stick with you. They're never going to be put in, right?
Right.
Okay.
So it doesn't impact you at all in terms of your employees or staffing or anything like that, but it also means you aren't going to have any additional at the end of the year if you have an opening or two in your office.
I see. And basically from January 2nd forward of this fiscal year, Jim, in 3 months, I will bump up to 85%. We have a universal clerk that's opening. It opened January 2nd, and January 16th it'll close, and we will hire a universal clerk. I gave myself 3 months from January to April to work with Jim and see and get a new person hired to see where we're at, to see. I really do feel that I certainly need one deputy, and I'm very I would like to push for a second deputy because there are so many different functions in our office, and with the passports and the vitals, you need to be separate, and then we have DNR and recording, that I really do think I do need two deputies starting next fiscal year. That's kind of where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
I can't give you a hard fact about, you know, a date.
Mm-hmm.
But I really would like to give myself these 3 months to get someone brought on board, entry level, and see where the holes get filled. So that's basically, I just wanted to be honest and upfront with you as far as what I plan to do. And I've talked with Jim. Jim has been great the past 10 days. He's really stepped up and helped me. We've figured a lot of things out together, and I just looked for bigger and brighter things for the office. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sounds good.
Talk me through that, Lisa. That doesn't impact us greatly, does it? The way that would impact us is if there's an opening at any time during this. So for this fiscal year, you've got a couple openings up there. There's going to be extra dollars that show, because we've already appropriated everything as
right.
an individual.
So
next year, if there were those openings, you would not have those extra dollars.
Right.
Right. And what you're saying is you would like me to budget for two deputies.
Yes. I would.
Mm-hmm. That's not going to impact. I mean, that's how the budget looks now. Is
right.
Yeah, it's not a reduction in the budget. So, yep.
Okay, where are we at? Office supplies?
Office supplies.
Rick's favorite.
Hey, I got Sue down $500 one time. It was $3,700 2 years ago, $3,400 last year, and you're on pace to spend a whopping You're on pace to spend a whopping $3,000 this year. You know, I'm just a believer of what it needs to be, it needs to be.
Okay.
And if it doesn't need to be $5,000, let's make it $4,500 or $4,000 or whatever it really needs to be. Jim, did you ever feel like you guys were short of office supplies down there? Did you feel like you were...
No.
So, I mean,
bring pens from home.
I just did that because I wanted to.
It tells me it's a $4,000 line item.
Let's go with it.
Okay.
Let's go with
And Stacy, our commitment to every elected official and department head has always been, we go through, we do the best we can here, and if something happens during the year, something that we didn't expect, didn't foresee, or we just flat out made a mistake, you come back to us and let us know, and we're committed to making sure you have the dollars you need to operate within the plan we're putting forward.
Sounds great. Okay, indexing system, that's another item I'd like to talk to you a little bit about. Jim and I met with our current ACS Xerox. It's a subsidiary or they're owned by Xerox. That's our current real estate system, the 2020 system. Based on our contract comes due, I believe, February 21st of this year, I don't feel comfortable going and moving the real estate system that we currently have. I think it's a good system. I really, I would like to spend some time looking at other systems to see what, so I'm thinking probably not this fiscal year, but next fiscal year, we may make some changes, but for going into this fiscal year, we'll stay with the 2020 and the, basically what this fee is, we have to pay $4 per document. And that they include all of the hardware, the printers, the computer monitors. I am in working with Barb from IT and the salesperson from ACS. We are trying to revamp the office so the flow is a little bit better for the staff, possibly do some dual monitors in ACS. He told me that they could provide us with possibly two monitors. So we're working on that, but we'll stick with ACS and stick with this budgeted amount for this going into this fiscal year.
You like this budgeted amount because I look and I say, okay, it was $53,000 2 years ago, and it's going to be about that, maybe $54,000 this year if it's a – I mean, I don't know if you guys have peaks and valleys necessarily or if it's pretty consistent.
Depends on
the number of documents filed.
Exactly.
Really.
Yeah, I mean, so if there's more documents filed because of home sales –
Right, then we pay more.
Pay more.
Mm-hmm. Right. And all I'm talking about is the number that we plug in there, and it looks like the reasonable expectation is somewhere in the $55,000 range
mm-hmm.
based on the last 2 years. And again, maybe it bumps up on us, but that means we're collecting more revenue on the top end, so it works
right.
out all right for us.
Right.
I don't know.
What is the term of that? Is that a 1 year at a time contract?
The copy of the contract that I have that was sent to Sue before she left, it's open-ended as far as once you sign. I would like Jessica to look at it as well, but it looks to me that we could sign for a year and then go from there, the way that it reads. So I know that it was 5 years before. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I like the idea of you having a year to really figure out where you want the office to head. I would really hesitate for you to enter into something you're not positive about for 5 years, and
right.
Jessica's really, really good at working with that. So
right. So I hope to – the salesperson was going to put together the new contract with what we had talked about when we met last Monday, and I look forward to looking at that and having Jessica look it over to make sure that what we're talking about now will happen. So
can we take that back to $56,000, which is where it was for FY14? How did Sue convince us to go from $56,000 to $64,000 when she was only spending $52,000?
possibly maybe the thought that we might be going to a different system? Could that have been there? No?
Never going to go to a different system.
No, she was never going to go to a different system.
And in that case,
I think she was basing on what she saw the economy doing as far as growing, as far as the number of documents. That would be my only guess.
Yeah. Well, let's go back to the 56 then. We understand that if it's not there, we'll...
Basically, I think it caused you a lot of heartburn?
Yeah.
Okay. Postage and mailing. Do you have a big mailer planning on going out this year? Is there some reason that it needs to jump like that?
Boat renewals,
right? The boat renewals going.
So
out.
I need to be looking
every
back.
How many years do those go?
It would have been every 3 years.
3 years.
Okay, so the last time they went out, we spent $5,200.
Right. Okay. So yeah, that's probably safe.
Yep.
And includes the postage for the passports, too, being mailed out, certified.
And are those going to be affected by the changes to the postage?
Not that I'm aware.
Rates.
We send them priority.
Priority.
About it's $5.05 flat rate every time we mail one out.
Every time you mail one.
Whether it's 20 applications or one.
Oh, okay.
And we have to mail them out every day, so we can't hold on to them and put 10 in an envelope at the same time.
That's the government is the best right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Subsidizing the postal service.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to stick with 5,500?
Yep.
Okay.
56.
55. 5,500.
Which one am I on?
We just did postage and mailing. Now we're going to communication services.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right,
which we need to get used to seeing this kind of increase in our communication. Right. Is this what we thought it was going to be?
Oh, definitely.
I don't remember voting to put in a new phone system that was going to go up 100%, 150% on our cost.
Is it basically because IT paid for it before and now?
That's the biggest thing.
Part of it is that IT was paid for it before, but there's
licenses.
Some
I did it cost.
Everything you get extra on that phone costs you so much a month, whereas the old one didn't. So.
But the base cost per month, that didn't get spread out by department before. That was all.
Now it's spread out by department.
Now it's spread out by department.
So some of this, anyway, I can say, okay, it's not an increased cost. It's a shift of cost?
Yes. Some of it's a shift of cost.
So I'm going to see that when we have IT here?
I hope so.
Okay.
The rest of it is that the fact that every little bell, if you consider, lights on the phone when somebody else is on it, a bell.
You got to pay for that.
You got to pay for it.
Okay. $7,500, these are good fees, right? So that we can save our time with the rest of these.
Most departments submitted their budget based on where they're currently at and assuming it's going to be about the same for the
which is reasonable
years,
assumption,
which is reasonable.
Isn't it?
That's
just
the only way
fee.
That I can see that you can do it at this point because we don't know.
Okay. Education and training.
I would like to send more staff to training, not just me.
Sorry, I had a cough.
So $2,500 should be fine.
Yeah. Well, you sure?
I think so.
So we spent $3,100 2 years ago, and granted, we only spent so far. I've spent $916, but I think it's a good thing that you want to send more staff to education and training.
Does that include hotel and mileage and all of that? It all gets lumped in.
Yep.
I think we're okay with $2,500.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah, McDonald's is in the place. So that's usually what you have to do.
What's that?
Either McDonald's or Taco Bell.
Wayne will give you some coupons.
We have a few. Come think of it.
Equipment rental and maintenance, that is we rent a scanner and we rent the copier. We have a yearly contract to have them service the rolling shelves. So,
Well, I'm looking at it. I'm going. Why did we get $3,450 already this year? Do we need to look at what's been paid for out of that line item? I don't think we've spent a lot of time looking at that. And then, obviously, we don't spend more than $3,700 in the last few years.
But yet she convinced us to go up to 6,400 this last year, which
this
makes
year.
Me think.
Now, we took over the IT scanner.
There you go.
That's what it is. It's the IT scanner. They had a 3-year contract with Premier, and we took that over. I think it's $159.
But so we went to 6,400. We're on pace to spend 6,800.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This year.
Right, and then she lowered it
to 5,500
next year.
I'd like, Stacy, to know more about that. I don't want to spend a lot of time knowing more about that, but those are the kind of nickel and dime things that just drive me nuts.
Right. Can I find out a little bit more information?
A better narrative than we have. I have no idea why she lowered it to 5,500 this year.
You know, I think it's worth doing, and I'll say this now, I think it's worth us, with you as a new elected official and us really trying to get through this thing, mm-hmm. I think it's worth us doing a callback at the end of this thing, and that would be one of the things, all of it, I'd ask you to go through again and make sure that you're comfortable with where you are, but I'd like you to come back with more specifics on that line item especially.
That sounds good. Dues and membership. I believe there was three different memberships that were listed. I have no information about that, so I apologize for that.
Maybe that's
so I'll
one,
come back.
Again, it's $550, but just tell us what you're actually doing and let's budget that amount.
Sounds good. Office equipment and furniture. As far as if we do purchase the passport picture, would that fall under the office equipment?
Over $500 would fall under office equipment and furniture. So if it's a $450 camera, no, it would be under office supply.
So I'll bring more numbers when we call back for the office.
But that actually will
increase.
But if
you're talking about spending it out of records management, then it would come out of the next
I need line. To look at the code and see if that would qualify or not qualify for records management because it's more records restoration. I need to look at that.
That code section with me just so that if I ever had the opportunity, I could point it out, but I don't have it anymore.
I have to produce and maintain public records that meet archival standards and to enhance the technological storage, retrieval, and transmission capabilities related to archival quality records. The recorder may cooperate with other entities, boards, and agencies to establish methods of records management.
But is a passport records management, and is that archival data?
Right. So I'll come back with more information about that.
Sure.
So we may be increasing the office equipment.
Okay. Yep. Just spend a little time and see what you need, and we'll go from there.
And then the records management line item there at the top of 161. You with me?
I'm with you.
Okay. It's $15,000 budgeted for next year. Okay. Understand that what that line item is what you would like to spend out of the $123,000
right.
that you have.
Sue typically put $60 in there every year just so she was freed up to spend it, didn't she?
She put $60 in there because I made her, because I said if you want to spend it, you have to budget it.
Right.
And she used to only put like $2,000.
Okay.
But my point is, I guess, if you think there's any chance or just budget what you want out of the $123,000, quite frankly, in order to be able to spend it, or else you have to come back and ask for a budget amendment, even though those are recorder's funds.
Yeah.
Still have to.
Part of the, yeah. So, $15,000 for the first year, that might be totally fine because I don't think you have a good feel for what you want to spend it on.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
I would say let's leave it at 15,000.
Yep.
We'd coming off of what COT just did for
$28,000. $28,000, yeah, contract.
Right. I think then we can have a better plan as far as what needs to be done, do an inventory of where we're at.
Yep. Good.
Good.
Look for callback most likely Tuesday the 20th in the afternoon or Wednesday the 21st in the afternoon.
Thank you guys very much.
Absolutely.
I appreciate going line by line.
Good for us, too.
I think you should get a new chair. That's just my opinion, though.
I was looking, a lot of that carpet in your office never